From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The federal government, albeit reluctantly, has gotten into the banking business, announcing it will inject $250 billion directly into some of the nation's largest financial institutions. Richard Silla is an economics professor and a financial history expert at the Stern School of Business. He says there is a payback provision in the plan aimed at protecting taxpayers' interest.
The Paulson plan says that the banks can repay the government for these injections of capital, and of course they have to pay dividends, really. But the dividends go up over time, so the banks have an incentive to repay the government.
Along with taking a minority stake in the banks, the federal government will take other efforts to get credit markets moving again, including guaranteeing new debt. President Bush described the plan as not an effort to take over the free market, but an attempt to preserve it. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said while not what the administration wanted, it is a necessary step to restore confidence to our financial system. On the eve of the final presidential debate, Republican John McCain comes to the battleground state of Pennsylvania to unveil new proposals to help those impacted by the current economic crunch. From member station WRTI, Jim Hilgen has more.
At a campaign event in suburban Philadelphia, Senator McCain introduced new initiatives he would take to protect those hardest hit by the recent market instability. According to McCain, one of his proposals would protect those relying on their investments for retirement.
This vital measure will promote buying, raise asset values, help companies, and shore up the pension plans for workers and retirees. We should also not penalize Americans who are forced to sell investments in today's tough markets.
The Arizona senator is also proposing cutting the capital gains tax in half and eliminating taxes on unemployment benefits. McCain says he has the leadership experience to take the country in a new, more prosperous direction. For NPR News, I'm Jim Hilgen in Philadelphia.
The D.C. Federal Appeals Court today heard oral arguments in a landmark federal tobacco case, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The tobacco industry wants the appeals court to overturn a 2006 ruling by federal judge Gladys Kessler. She found that cigarette makers violated civil racketeering laws by conspiring to hide the dangers of smoking and addict smokers to a deadly product. But Judge Kessler said she had no authority to order damages. The U.S. government is appealing that part of her ruling, arguing that cigarette companies should have to pay for a $14 billion public education and stop smoking campaign because their top executives knew the truth but continued to deceive the public. Tobacco lawyer Michael Carvin argued this civil case is a grotesque expansion of federal racketeering laws intended to target organized crime. They are trying to turn us into the Gambino family, he said. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 76 points. This is NPR. A judge in Newark, New Jersey, has reportedly signed off on a $24 million settlement in a case involving tainted pet food. The Associated Press is reporting that District Court Judge Joel Hillman called the agreement fair, reasonable, and adequate. The ruling clears the way for U.S. pet owners with claims against a number of pet food makers to begin receiving checks next year. It's believed as many as 1,500 animals died in the U.S. last year after eating pet food made with Chinese-made wheat gluten contaminated with the industrial chemical melamine. Thousands of other pets were sickened. U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from Georgia death row inmate Troy Davis. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capoluto reports.
The case of Troy Davis has drawn international attention. Davis was convicted in 1991 of killing Savannah police officer Mark MacPhail. Years later, as his execution drew near, seven of the nine witnesses recanted the testimony, but Davis's lawyers have been unable to get a new hearing granted in the case. The last hope was an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which had halted the execution last month, just 2 hours before it was scheduled. Now the court says it won't hear the case. Amnesty International called the decision not to grant a hearing shocking. Davis's appeal had the support of the Pope, former President Jimmy Carter, and even Libertarian presidential candidate Bob Barr. Georgia officials will now set a new date for the execution. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.
Soft drink maker PepsiCo confirmed today will close six of its plants and eliminate around 3,300 jobs because of slowing U.S. drink sales. The company also says a stronger dollar is weighing on profits from its fast-growing international business. The cuts amount to just under 2% of PepsiCo's global workforce. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.